We've got Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger joining us here now in the studio. Without any further ado, how are you?
My goodness, you just rolled through five different topics in one breath, Aaron. I don't think you took a breath.
We're coming up on the end of the hour. This is a busy hour.
Next hour
is busy. We got Scott Washington at 5:30 for History Matters, and then it's Carolina Duke Day.
Okay,
so this is an exciting day on the air.
I'm
jumping up and down.
Okay. I see the coffee cup.
I'm also a little bit tired, and I've got a cup of coffee here to ramp myself up for a four-hour show.
I feel your pain.
Yeah, right. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a busy week, but a good week. We've got a lot of different forums going on this week. Started off on Friday, we had our Economic Sustainability Committee, and we talked about creating that elevator statement about our community. What do we want to say about it so that people will be attracted to bring their businesses here? And so we're talking about what kinds of things in Chapel Hill do you want to capture? What do you want to say? And so it was a very interesting dialogue working with our consultant moving forward. Mm-hmm. And then we had a presentation from Go Triangle on the Gateway Station, and we were able to then roll that into the next day. We had the Go Triangle Summit, the Durham Light Rail Summit, and I was up there with Mayor Steve Schwul talking about connectivity between our two communities, mm-hmm. And talking about the stations and what we saw the aspects for economic development, affordable housing, equity, all those kinds of things all wrapped that we were all working together in partnership.
Did Steve Schwul actually say, "I think it's going to happen, yo"?
Yeah,
because
he did.
I think
he
that that's
it
how
off.
It was quoted
he
in the
He pulled it
paper.
Off with a yo. He did. He pulled it off. So that was fun. And the day continued on with talking more about affordable housing, some great concepts, new ways of thinking coming out of the California area of things they've done. So a lot to be learned from each other and a lot of great conversation and ideas pulling together. Yesterday, we had the Avis & Young Commercial Real Estate Forecast. Chapel Hill is the title sponsor to that because it's our opportunity to share about our Open to Biz campaign, which is paying off. We're getting traction. We're getting more companies coming here. We had the opening of Carolina Square with the Target and the Current, which is exciting and new for downtown, as we know.
Really cool.
But explaining that out to the rest of the Triangle community.
So the Avis & Young thing is like Triangle-wide?
It's Triangle-wide, and it's over 700 participants in the commercial real estate industry in some form or fashion, whether it's leasing or just connected to it. Spreading the word there is really an effective way to spread the word, and this is the third year I've gotten to be the title sponsor and speak, and I got lots of great feedback from audience members from other parts of the region saying, wow, Chapel Hill really is in the game now. And it was very, we talked about our launch space doubling and creating our enterprise zone. We talked about Wegmans coming here. But the takeaways, too, were the demand for commercial and office space in the Triangle region is still huge.
Oh, yeah.
They're saying, build more of the commercial space.
Is there a particular kind of commercial space that they're looking
for? They went over industrial or light industrial today because manufacturing is very different.
Right.
And how North Carolina used to be a manufacturing hub in different ways. And that kind of died as jobs went offshore, as they said. And now we're coming back into this high-tech manufacturing and this biomedical manufacturing, which is a different form, but it's still manufacturing and doesn't need Class A office space, needs bigger spaces.
So it's probably a different part of the state, too. Like, North Carolina was a big manufacturing center in certain parts of the state, and now with sort of biotech and high tech, the RTP is kind of poised in a way that maybe it wasn't before.
Yeah, but RTP used to have, they were talking about a factory that's been repurposed in Durham that was made windows before, and now it's making biomedical stuff.
Yeah,
you know, there's
so
just,
you can do that too.
So
yeah.
it's really cool, and there's this demand, and they talked about 105 people are moving daily here to our region.
Mm-hmm.
105 every day. So think about what that fills up, as you just talked about the school system class size. Think about
We just got done talking about the school system and tiny homes.
We got people
it's
are
both
coming.
Of those,
people
yeah.
are coming. We had our own work session last night, and we talked about strategies for achieving more affordable housing goals.
Mm.
And talked about we got everybody up to speed on the Northside Neighborhood Initiative, because the 3-year contract agreement is coming to an end, and we want to talk about how we continue to do this good work together collaboratively. And they want to expand, the groups that are working in the Northside neighborhood, including us, want to expand to Pine Knolls and Tin Top. So we're going to be all taking a look at that. Tin Top is in Carrboro, so they're going to be coming in and talking with everyone together. And yay. I mean, for the first time ever, the African-American population in Northside has turned around since 1980, which is huge. We've made a good difference. More families coming in. If you look at the number of investment-owned properties versus families, we're starting to get some ground into keeping it.
Turned around meaning like increasing? Or,
Staying here.
Yeah.
So it's balance. We're not trying to, it's just balance, bringing balance back instead of still continuing on this trajectory of investor housing.
Where is Tin Top?
It's on the curb.
I know Pine Knolls. And it's like, you said Tin Top. I'm like, I'm mental map of Carrboro. Like, where is that?
So I say it's over there. Behind Al's Garage, and you go back that way.
Oh, that neighbor. Okay.
Yeah,
I didn't know that was the name of it. Okay,
that's what they said last night. Yeah. So anyway, very cool.
Yeah, I've been back there. It's a really cool neighborhood.
Yeah. And then we talked about payments in lieu and affordable housing investment plan. We talked about being on a pathway towards having a bond referendum for the November election on affordable housing. So that will go through a whole process and a whole series of public meetings. People can weigh in. Right now, the number put out there was 9 million because of the projects that we know. We talked to all the providers, and then we've come up with a strategy of 400 affordable units in 5 years. Mm-hmm. So, and we have this range that we like to invest in, the biggest bang for the buck, and with DHIC finishing this year, we've already hit this year's target. So about 50,000 a unit is the top end of wanting to invest. And now there's going to be different circumstances where some will be less, some will be more.
Right.
But that was the goal, and it worked out to about $9 million. So that will be on, like I said, future meetings coming up. Look for those.
You talked to some providers. What are there particular projects that they have in mind?
Yes, so they all gave us their 10-year goals.
What are some of the things that they're looking at now?
So Habitat's looking for a whole new area, subdivision, looking at what they're going to do. We have Community Home Trust looking at different spots and doing different things. As we know, though, sometimes things appear that we weren't planning on. Mm-hmm. We're looking at reinvesting in some of our own public housing, redeveloping some of the properties that are older and need of repair and making them a little more dense and a lot more of what today's living looks like. We're also working with partners on a project on Homestead Road to add 60 units there. And there's other possibilities, but everyone put their list together of what they thought their horizon might bring so that we could come up with a number, and it is pretty well matched to that.
And we're talking about affordable housing. Obviously, that can mean a bunch of different things.
Yes.
So, and probably does based on which project you're looking at. So what are we, in terms of like an economic range for these projects, what would it be?
So the bond for $9 million versus the groups came and get to, I think their list was $27 million total of what all that would be involved.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard too, though, because like the town of Chapel Hill donates a lot of land here and there for projects, lots that we get, things that happen. And so you need to calculate the price of the land in there too, but then actually we're not outlaying that as cash. So mm-hmm. there's lots of components. The tax credits out there are becoming harder to come by.
Mm-hmm.
The federal government has been cutting back on the funding that we get from the CDBG monies and from the home monies. So it's an interesting dynamic that's continuing to shift, unfortunately, in the wrong way, as far as we're concerned, for bringing those extra dollars to the table. But Northside Initiative has been great, partnering with the university on that, for them to use that, and Self-Help Credit Union and the Jackson Center, so that they were presenting last night.
That's made a really good point there, which is that, we're constantly looking for more affordable housing units, but we've also got to make sure that the ones that we have are kept up, which also costs quite a bit of money.
Yes, they do. So, we have a great staff working together, and it's a collaborative meeting with the county staff and the Carrboro staff, and then we also have, they meet once a month together, the leadership of all that, and the providers. They all meet and work about. So that's how they have the list together. So that's where that came from. The Chamber had its annual meeting this morning. It was great. Started off by looking back 75 years, because the Chamber is 75 years old, and their pictures were hilarious, some of the history things and some of the statements that we're making about Chapel Hill being a great place to live, work, and play. I guess we thought we were original with that. Apparently it's been going on for years, which is awesome. And then the keynote speaker was Lynn Good. She's the Duke Energy CEO and chairman. And just she made a great talk and told us about Duke Energy's deciding to invest $11 billion in the next 10 years for cleaner energy generation. They're really working for that. They've spent a lot of time. She's talking about keeping up the level of service, but helping people become more energy efficient. They've also announced that they'll do these free energy audits out there. And I even told her, I leaned over, I said, we pulled together our numbers and have seen that the our power bill back to Duke has gone down for the last 3 years in a row because we've been installing energy efficient. We've been changing out light bulbs on city lights, and we've been making the town hall more energy efficient, the aquatic center. We've been really working to reduce our carbon footprint, but also to reduce. And I said, so I feel like we're counterproductive. She goes, no, because think about all the people you heard moving into our state every day. She said, they're going to start sucking up the demand. So it's great when you guys can be more energy efficient. So we're all in this together and trying to work it out. I will say Duke Energy is number two in the nation for solar energy. She did talk a lot about nuclear energy and how that she feels it gets a bad rap, but it's a pretty high producer of energy in our state that's clean.
How many questions into the Q&A did she get before someone said the phrase coal ash?
Aaron just started off with it.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah, I just started off with the coal ash.
You got to, though.
You do. And, you know, we're all working that. Then the chamber announced that the inner city visit will be to Lawrence, Kansas. Home to University of Kansas.
That was what I recommended for 2016.
Well, there
we're a couple.
Just took us a little long to catch up on that.
I had my suggestion on a list. Awesome.
So that will be in September. I think it's the 23rd. Those announcements will be coming out. It's close to Kansas City and Topeka. But it's
a great city.
It is. And we have to laugh at the travel journalists that were here. That's where they were going.
Oh, awesome.
So there in April. Yeah. So I think we have inspirational things to learn from each other, but it's also a great time to have community leaders come together, and anyone who wants to partake in that and be involved can sign it to go.
And also kind of this is a negative thing too, but it's also a learning experience that Kansas's state government creates a lot of the same issues for Lawrence that North Carolina's does for us. So how do they deal with that?
That was one of the things on there too. We talked about some of these places we go, they are home rule state.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to be able to implement some of the things we see because we're not allowed to do a lot of those things. Although, you know, it's good to know what other groups are doing, because at some point in time you lobby really, really hard and you get to have
eventually
some of those
you
things.
Get it. Yeah.
So also two good awards to Councilmember Donna Bell got the private partnership award, and Town Manager Roger Stansel was honored for his service and contributions to our town, which is wonderful. That was really good. Happy 10th birthday to the Franklin Hotel. Attended a fun event there to celebrate its 10th year here. We have our council retreat this weekend. We'll be getting together Friday night to start off how we work together, what are the conversations, and then Saturday we'll build on what are the goals and outcomes that we're looking for as a group together. So we'll be doing that. And then the Light Up Festival is coming, not this Sunday, but next Sunday at the
Friday Center. Yeah. That was huge. It was at the mall last year,
Here.
They took over the entire space. It was huge.
7,500 people last year.
So this is Chinese New Year, by the way, the Light Up Festival, Chinese New Year celebration. It's huge, but
it's going to be beautiful. There's more learning things this time. They're going to have videos and forums and the dance and making lanterns and the cult. It's just great. It's bringing community together, and we're really, really excited. Hong Bin-gu has been part of the leadership team on that, and it's been amazing. So I know it'll be a wonderful experience. We're encouraging everyone to come.
Cool.
And then there's lots of public meetings coming up on the Municipal Services Building, on mixed-income housing, all that information is always on the town website. If you're not getting our e-news, please sign up. It's easy to do. It keeps you informed. And we like people being able to find what they need to find out there.
Cool. Townofchapelhill.org is the website. You just mentioned a whole bunch of meetings. I got to wrap up by asking you about one meeting that didn't happen last night, which is it was on the schedule to vote on the resolution for
just weren't ready with the wording to get collaboration on all that, and it turned out not to be as urgent or timely to get it done. We were under the impression it was supposed to be done this week, but we're going to get it right and work together with our partners.
So this is, again, for people who are just coming into this, Orange County's legislative delegation is preparing a bill in the General Assembly to urge UNC to relocate Silent Sam and wanted a resolution from the town council endorsing that.
Yes, so they can go forward. Your legislators usually like to have a resolution of support for a bill that they'd like to introduce. So considering the session is until May, they were trying to get it sooner so they could start building up some bipartisan support. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that goes. And then tonight we have an event going on in Chapel Hill.
Yes, we
Any
do.
Clue?
Yeah. All this talk about everything else, I'm like, oh yeah, there's a basketball game, isn't there?
So it's in Chapel Hill, 8 o'clock. We have to prep in case the celebrations start early. I guess we should prep just because we know they will.
Well, of course,
yeah, of course, we know they will.
So a 30-point lead at halftime, and everyone's going to start partying right then and there.
So anyway, so we know that people love to come celebrate when UNC does so well. So we're excited to see that, but it does take prep work. They've been prepping, getting ready for this for a while.
How much are we going to win by?
We like to squeak them out, though, don't we?
Yeah, we kind of do, don't we?
We just love to give everyone a heart attack.
I'm going to go Carolina Duke. It's a heart attack game no matter what,
5 or 6 points. We'll go with that. Because I think they're going to, they really fight hard, these two teams, when they come at each other. But
So we're up by one heading into the final minute, and then we have free throws at the end. That's how it's going to go. All right, I like it. Townofchapelhill.org is the website. Go there and get more. Mayor Heminger, thank you so much.
Thank you.